Welcome back into Savannah as we're getting set for the boys matchup now as Maryville taking on the South Harrison Bulldogs. Both of these two teams coming in for their season opener here this evening. They'll be playing again coming up next week. They've got a matchup for Maryville coming up on December 7th. So Spoof fans and Bulldogs will be matching up once again next week. This one, though, part of the Savannah Invitational Tournament, the 95th Savannah Invite happening this week. The Spoofhounds coming off a 23-win season last year. They lost some size from that team, now trying to find a way to kind of replenish some things and get back on track as we're heading into the 2023-2024 season. Lost some key players. Caden Steckline averaged 15 points per game, the fourth all-time leading scorer in Maryville High School history, more than 1,200 points. Keaton Stone added some size, that 10 points per game. He's now participating in track and field at Central Missouri. Jesus Flores participating in track and field at Central Missouri. And Drew Burns also, a guy that gave you great defense, ton of energy coming up, a ton of energy at that guard position as well. One thing they do have, though, they've got some shooters. Derek Quinlan, coming off a season where he averaged 14 points per game. He can knock the ball, knock down a shot, from anywhere on the floor. Peyton McCollum is a sharpshooter as well. We see Dalton Davis is a guy that can be scrappy, get in there, get some rebounds, but he can step out and knock down some shots. But also we'll see some other guys have the opportunity to step in and maybe make an impact in other ways too, as we're going to see Titus McKim a chance to get in there and make a start as he's getting his first varsity action here coming up this evening. Lucas Virtual is a junior that we'll typically see being a very impactful player. He's not suited up for tonight's game, so he'll be typically in that starting five. Colson Freeman's a guard that's going to be stepping in, doing some good things for this team. So a very talented Maryville Spoofhound basketball team, so it can be fun to see how this plays out for them as we go throughout the season, because not a lot of size, but they have got talent all over at that guard position. So we're going to set for Maryville High School basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at KXCV.org. We'll take a timeout and be back with the opening tip coming up next.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more, from Doctors Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Maryville and South Harrison getting set to meet here at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. For Maryville, it will be Colson Freeman going for the opening tip. On the other side for South Harrison, Brody Templeton, the ball knocked out of bounds. It will be controlled by South Harrison early on. It was Colson actually winning that opening tip, but got a little too much of it, sent it out of bounds. Maryville couldn't track it down, so we will see South Harrison start with the basketball. Inbounding right in front of their own bench, it is Jet Cornett. Guarding the inbound pass, Peyton McCollum. McCollum forces him to throw that one to the backcourt, tracked down by Braxton Booth. He comes across midcourt, guarded by Colson Freeman. Freeman, just a sophomore on this team. Now it goes off to Isaac Williams. Williams has it up top. Some size out there for South Harrison. He's being guarded by Titus McKim. Now they give it off to Booth at midcourt, matching up with Derek Quinlan. On the baseline, the pass gets tipped away by McKim. Still tracked down by South Harrison. Booth thought about a three-pointer, drives in, gets to the free throw line. Little contact there coming up on Maryville. Foul on the Spoofhounds. Let's see who they got this one on. I think Derek Quinlan was in the area. I don't think the scores table knows who it was on either. Starters for Maryville, Derek Quinlan, Delton Davis, Peyton McCollum, Titus McKim, and Colson Freeman. As the pass into the backcourt goes for Booth from Levi McDaniel. scoreless in this basketball game. The runner from Booth, no good. That foul on Maryville is called on Derek Quinlan. Quinlan has the ball, brings it across midcourt. First offensive possession of the season for the Spoofhounds. Between the circles, McCollum wants to drive with the left hand to the block. Out to McCollum. Three on the way. Derek's got it. Derek Quinlan knocks down the triple, an early lead for the Spoofhounds, 3-0. Booth across midcourt. High left side it goes for Jet Cornett. Cornett starts to drive. Now to Johnson. Cooper Johnson off to Booth. Booth to the left elbow. Back out to Johnson. And Cornett drives to Levi McDaniel. Free throw line spins. Called for the travel. Turnover on South Harrison. And that'll send it back to the Spoofhounds. Well, a good start for Maryville. First offensive possession. It was a dynamic duo of McCollum to Quinlan. Now McCollum's going to pull up and take a three himself, too strong. Offensive rebound tracked down by Delton Davis. Davis on the drive. Bounce pass on the baseline goes to McKim. And McKim able to put it in from 5 feet out. First points for the 6'2 junior forward, Titus McKim. 5-0 Maryville, 90 seconds into this one. Booth dribbling with the right hand to the right block, goes up, leaves it a little bit short. The rebound pulled down by Davis. Delton wanting to push for Maryville, gets to the free throw line, fakes the pass, right hand layup in transition, battles home. He pump faked the pass out to Derek Quinlan on the corner. That got the defender to take a step, and Davis able to finish at the rim. High post, the ball goes to Isaac Williams for South Harrison. 2 minutes into this one, a 7-0 Maryville lead and a personal foul coming up on the Spoofhounds. They'll get this one on Freeman. Two team fouls early on the Spoofhounds. None just yet on South Harrison. Just 2:02 into the basketball game. Inbound pass comes into the corner for Williams. He wants to let a three-pointer fly. No good. Rebound tracked down by Davis. Delton on the run. Right block goes in. Hangs in the air. Off the glass. It is good. Boy, Delton Davis, we saw him last year a lot be very aggressive and just so good at the rim and have that nature being able to get there. But maybe not always take some of those shots, but you're seeing the confidence here early on as a jumper that time for South Harrison falls. That one coming from Isaac Williams. And it's 9-2 in favor of Maryville. Travel called on Quinlan. Got the pass, took a quick three-pointer, called for the extra step. That'll be the first turnover coming up on the Spoofhounds. 9-2 is the Maryville lead, 5:27 to play in the first quarter. Booth walks the ball up the floor, gets to midcourt, man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds. Booth on the drive, into the corner it goes for McDaniel. McDaniel now, off to Cooper Johnson, three-pointer on the way. Booth knocks that one down. A good-looking shot from the senior Braxton Booth brings South Harrison back within four. Quinlan quickly ahead to Davis on the baseline. Nice wraparound pass gets to McKim, not able to finish in the paint. And the rebound comes down to Williams. He's fouled by McKim. A great pass by Davis barreling down. Got it into the paint for McKim, not able to finish. But again, Titus McKim, a junior, getting some of his first varsity action. First time starting. A promising young man here for this Spoofhound team. Freeman, another one of those, getting his first start. Some big minutes here early on of the Savannah Invitational. Quick three-pointer that time from Isaac Williams. No good. The rebound comes down to Peyton McCollum. McCollum rushing up the floor, into the paint, goes up with the right hand, and the finger roll is good. Peyton McCollum, first points of the evening for him. 11-5 is the Maryville lead. 3.5 minutes into the basketball game. Cooper Johnson with it to the left elbow. Sends it back the other way. Jet Cornett knocks down the triple. Three points now for Cornett, an 11-8 Maryville lead. McCollum on the drive, jump stop into paint, goes up with the right hand, right there at the rim, and lays it in. McCollum, a lanky, a 6'1 junior guard, and showing he's got some hops too as he, the jump stop, went up high with that one, got it just over the rim, flipped it in, a 5-point Maryville lead, but blocking foul just across midcourt. They'll get this one on Quinlan. Number two on Derek. Fourth team foul on the Spoofhounds. Just across midcourt, Cooper Johnson with it, trying to throw it high post. The ball batted away by McKim. It goes out of bounds. Quick hands that time by Titus. And the ball stays with South Harrison. 3:52 to play in a fast-moving first quarter. Inbounding on the sideline, it is Cornette. Freeman guarding that inbound pass. It comes into Johnson, quickly knocked out of bounds by Davis. I think we're going to have a reach and foul coming up on Delton, and we do. That is team foul number 5. And into the bonus, Maryville goes. Again, talked about it during the girls' game, but switching things up here for high school basketball, similar to what we see at the women's college basketball level. Instead of getting to 7 fouls and a half and going into the 1-1 bonus, 2 free throws at 10 fouls, it is resetting it every quarter. Once you get to 5 fouls, it is automatically 2 free throws. So 2 free throws here for Cooper Johnson. He makes the first. Second one too strong. Rebound comes down to McKim. The outlet to Davis. Delton brings it across midcourt to the free throw line. Into the paint. Takes a little bit of a bump. Goes up with the right hand. He gets that one to roll over the rim. Delton has 6 points. 15-9. Maryville in front. Cornette handling it. Guarded by McKim. Floats a pass into the corner. It goes to McDaniel. Back up to Cornette. Thought about a deep three. Drives in. He puts up the floater with the right hand. Nice look that time by Cornette. South Harrison hanging around, trailing in this one, 15-11. Quinlan baseline, blows past the defender, goes up with the right hand, reverse layup is good. 3:10 to play in the opening quarter. Hounds up by 6. Three-pointer left corner, no good. And the rebound comes down to Davis. Davis quickly ahead to McCollum. Nobody back but Peyton McCollum, and he lays it in. Some good guards that can shoot, but boy, they are lightning quick getting up and down the floor. 19-11 is the Maryville lead. And a foul coming up on McKim. A little bump on Booth out around the perimeter. Spoofhound so far shooting a little over 60% from the field in this opening quarter. As Booth steps to the free throw line, that was team foul number 6 in this opening frame. Booth makes the first. He has 4 points. Has a couple subs coming in now for the Hounds. Miles Pointer, a 6'4 sophomore guard, and 5'6 freshman guard Tate McCollum. Freeman and McKim come out, so we've got a pair of McCollums on the floor right now. Peyton and Tate. First free throw from Booth. It's good. 5 points now for the senior guard. Peyton McCollum spots up. 3 on the way. Good. Cross-court pass right to left from Quinlan to McCollum. He let it fly, and Peyton is heating up. He has 9 in the opening quarter. 22-13 Hounds. Booth fires the pass to Johnson. Now gives to Templeton. Templeton off to Cornette. Cornette hands it off for Cooper Johnson, right wing. Right back to Cornette. 2 defenders out there. It is Pointer and Quinlan. Quinlan now stepping out on Cornette, high right side. Cornette can't get past him. He'll hand it back off for Johnson. And a whistle and foul coming up on Maryville. Again, they'll get this one on Miles Pointer. Another young player getting some big minutes for Maryville, but kid with a lot of potential out there, Miles Pointer. And the speed of this game getting out there, you think about some of that youth that is cycling through right now in Freeman and McKim, Pointer and Tate McCollum, and a lot of young guys use this Savannah Invitational. Obviously, you want to come out and get some wins, but get some major experience before you get some of those big games, the MEC coming up later on down the line. At the free throw line, it is Cooper Johnson going 0-2 this trip. 22-13 is the Maryville lead. 2:07 to play in the first quarter. McCollum, right wing. Up top now, Quinlan. Quinlan starts right, goes back left to McCollum. Has a little bit of a window for a three. He takes it. That one rattles home. Peyton McCollum, goodness. Knocking down some big shots. Quinlan racking up the assists in this opening quarter. Skip pass goes from Booth from right to left into the hands of Johnson. They work it back around to Cornette right side, guarded by McCollum. Picked the dribble up, thought about the three, now off to Johnson. Johnson to Booth. Booth gives a head fake, drives in left side. Shot blocked away by Peyton McCollum out of bounds. It will stay with South Harrison. 1:31 remaining in the opening quarter, 25-13. Maryville in front. Cornette floats it in for Booth, high left side. Peyton McCollum all over him, into the paint, goes up off the glass. Tough shot that time, Braxton Booth, but he gets it. McCollum brings the ball to the floor this time for Maryville. Hands off to his brother, Tate. Cross court right to left, it goes to Davis. Davis down the left block, out to Quinlan, up top, Tate McCollum. He wants a three. That one off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Williams. Off to Cornette up the left sideline. Picked up by Quinlan. Right side Booth gives a head fake. Dribbles in. Right elbow. Out to Johnson. Johnson bounce pass into the corner. Goes to Booth. Booth down to the block. Out to Johnson. Three-pointer on the way from Cooper Johnson. No good. Offensive rebound. Kept alive, but the travel. A good hustle play by Brody Templeton, but just picked up that extra foot. Couldn't keep things under control that time, and the ball goes back to Maryville. It's a 25-15 lead right now for the Spoofhounds. As McCollum will bring the ball up the floor. Crosses midcourt, picked up by Cornette defensively. To Quinlan. Back to McCollum, now to Tate McCollum. Skip pass right to left to Quinlan. Open three on the way. Derek, that one rattles out. And the rebound comes down to Isaac Williams. Booth, quickly head Cornette. Right corner, wants the three-pointer, got it. Jet Cornette knocks it down. He's got eight. 25-18 in the first quarter. 19 seconds left to go in the opening frame. Maryville in front. Quinlan, skip pass, goes to McCollum, left corner. Gives a jab step, back up top. Quinlan, touch pass, goes to Peyton McCollum, right side. Peyton McCollum short, offensive rebound pointer. Going right back out to McCollum, nearly got away from him. Diving on the floor after it, McCollum gets it to Quinlan. Pull up three, on the way. A time expires at the end of the first quarter. Quinlan knocks it down. Spook fouls by 10 at the end of one. 28-18, we'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV.org and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more on plans and devices, nwncell.com. And from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest AV on East 3rd Street in Maryville. Northwest AV offers business and residential design and installation on projects including home theaters, vehicle remote starts, surveillance cameras, and more. Details at nw-av.com.
Maryville basketball to start this second quarter up 28-18. Quinlan to Davis, the pointer up top. Tate McCollum wants a three-pointer, front of the rim, no good. Dalton Davis goes up high, the offensive board, the pullback, he's got it. Dalton Davis all over the place to start this basketball game. He's got 8 points. We are still early on in this second quarter. Peyton McCollum with 12 to lead Maryville. 8 also for Derek Quinlan as Booth has it out near midcourt. He gets trapped out there by Tate McCollum. And Booth, nowhere to go with it. A timeout for South Harrison. South Harrison grabs the timeout. 30-18 is the Maryville lead. 7:36 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. In the first half, excuse me. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds on KXCV KRNW.
This is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
South Harrison basketball out of the timeout. Hounds up by 12. 7:36 remaining in the first half. The inbound from Levi McDaniel, trying to find somewhere to go, gets rid of it just before the five-second call into Isaac Williams. Williams with the left hand, gets to the left elbow. Now they get the ball out to Cooper Johnson, to Booth. Booth into the paint, pull up. The runner, no good. A little bit of contact, no whistle. The rebound to Quinlan. Quickly head to Davis. Davis to the baseline, a reverse layup. Not enough English, it wouldn't go down. And the rebound comes out to McDaniel. Now to Booth, who slowly comes across midcourt. South Harrison trailing by 12. Again, these two teams playing tonight will play again next week in Maryville. Get to know each other very well early on in this season. Booth, left elbow, floats a pass inside. Tate McCollum tips it away and comes away with it. The 5'6 freshman guard got just enough of that one. Now to his brother Peyton. Left side, Miles Pointer left open. Three-pointer no good. And the rebound coming down to Cooper Johnson. He's fouled on the way up by Quinlan. That's going to be number three on Derek. And he knows it. Immediately goes to the bench. Colson Freeman checks back in. Titus McKim also coming in. Miles Pointer checks out. Tough early break there for Quinlan, picking up some early fouls. But Freeman and McKim back on the floor for the Hounds. It is South Harrison basketball now taken away by Davis. Davis into the paint. Goes up right hand off the glass. It is good. Dalton goes into double figures. He has 10 first half points. Bounce pass to Johnson. Johnson now gives it off to Booth. A 14-point Maryville lead. Double team up top on Booth. It is Davis and Tate McCollum, to Cooper Johnson. Back to Booth. Booth thought about the three. One dribble, gets inside the arc. Now gives it off to McDaniel. McDaniel a drive. Baseline. One extra step. He walked with it. And trailing by 14 points, Maryville. South Harrison trailing by 14. Gives it back to the Spoof Hounds. These two teams did meet a season ago early on. It was a 64-24 win for Maryville and Bethany over the Bulldogs. Up by 14 right now. Tate McCollum, head fake on a three. They work it back left side, Freeman. Freeman, skip pass back right side to McCollum. Now to Peyton McCollum. A zone here out of South Harrison. The Spoof Hounds working the ball around, being patient. Tate McCollum up top, wants that three. He's got it. First high school points of his career. Tate McCollum knocks down the triple. It's a 35-18 Maryville lead. Booth, left wing, hands it off Johnson. Johnson, bounce pass goes to McDaniel. McDaniel left of the lane, out to Booth. Guarded by Tate McCollum. Picks up his dribble, but he drug up, pivot foot. Another turnover on South Harrison. An impressive showing in the first quarter and almost 3 minutes of this one. Maryville up 35-18. Again, 64-24 the win in Bethany last year. Well, Maryville's well over halfway to that. We aren't even at halftime. Peyton McCollum brings the ball across midcourt. Picked up defensively by Brody Templeton. 2-3 zone here out of South Harrison. Delton Davis gets it, goes baseline. Pass inside to McKim. Can't handle it. Tracks it down in the left corner. Out to McCollum. He wants a deep three-pointer. That one's good. Peyton McCollum feeling it in this basketball game. He has 15. His season high last year, 25 points against Platte County in this Savannah Invitational. Now McCollum jars the ball loose, picks it up. He has the steal, runs across midcourt, into the paint, puts up the floater, right hand, it's good. Give him 17. As Booth across midcourt, an offensive foul coming up now on South Harrison. Just can't get free of this suffocating Maryville defense. They'll whistle this one on Isaac Williams. 4:33 to play in the first half. 40-18 Maryville in front. Goodness, this team. They are fast. One team foul on South Harrison here in this second quarter. I should say Quinlan from Davis into the corner for McCollum. One dribble to his left. Puts up the three around the cylinder and out. And the rebound comes down to Williams. Ahead to Booth. Booth quickly up the floor. Pulls up. Wants an open transition three. Rims out. And the rebound to McKim. McKim hands it to McCollum. Peyton McCollum wants to push once again. To the top of the key. Pull up three in transition. Why not? Peyton McCollum has 20 points with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Booth, top of the key. Gives it off to Cornette. Cornette jabs up to his right, now goes back left, gives to Booth, left side. Booth, one dribble back, skip pass right side. Now they give it to Cale Taggart up top. Taggart off to McDaniel. McDaniel to paint to Booth. He wants a three-pointer. Booth, no good, the rebound to Quinlan. Derek Quinlan across midcourt. Bounce pass ahead to Peyton McCollum. McCollum with the right hand. Off the glass, no good. The putback there. Colson Freeman right there. Colson Freeman, his first varsity points. The 6'1 sophomore guard with the putback. It's 45-18 Maryville. Taggart has it right side. Off a screen. Pass into the corner. They get this one to Williams. And Williams walked with it as he got to the left block. Titus McKim checks out. Weston Talley coming in. Talley, a 6'2 sophomore forward. He's on this team along with his brother Dayton Talley. So we've got the McCollum brothers. We've got the Talley brothers. And some early success. Three-pointer left side, no good for McCollum. The rebound comes down to Isaac Williams. Williams gives it off to Cornett. Cornett across midcourt. 2:50 left to play in this first half. Booth up top. Dribbles around left of the arc. Inside. Jumper on the way. No good from Williams. The putback won't go either. Cale Taggart gets the offensive rebound. Knocked free. Picked up by Freeman. To McCollum. Quickly ahead to Talley. Talley into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Quinlan off the rim. No good. Talley had a chance for what should have been a pretty easy layup left side. Got unselfish, a wide open Derek Quinlan. Couldn't get that one to fall. As Maryville, though, is still up 45-18 here in the second quarter. Just an offensive onslaught. As Booth will give it up to Cornett. Cornett back to Booth. They come across midcourt into the left corner. Three on the way. Isaac Williams knocks that one down. First three of the day for Williams. He has five. Ahead to Quinlan. Quinlan to the left block. Inside to Davis. Davis left that little jump hook short. Rebound goes to South Harrison. Booth quickly across midcourt. Angles middle of the floor. Right side Taggart. A 45-21 Maryville lead. The ball knocked free. It is picked up by Freeman. Freeman to Quinlan. Quinlan splits two defenders. Gets it to Davis. They whistle this one off and call him for the travel. Big smile on the face of Delton Davis. Quinlan as well. They look like they're back on the football field. That pass, Quinlan to Davis, a record-setting duo on the gridiron. That time, threading the needle, Davis pulled in the pass from Quinlan. Just one extra step and called for the travel. Cornett thought about the 3-4 South Harrison. He'll give it up now to Templeton. Templeton has the ball knocked free and out of bounds by Talley. So the ball stays with South Harrison. 1:41 remaining in the first half. Set to inbound is Templeton. Templeton in the backcourt, taken away by Davis. Davis off the glass, threw some contact, shot no good. The putback there, it is Derek Quinlan. And Quinlan into double figures. He has 10. Davis has 10. McCollum has 20. Templeton with it. Back right side it goes for Cornett. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds, extending well beyond the arc. High post it goes Williams. And a foul coming up on the floor on Maryville. It was Talley trying to knock that ball free from Williams. That'll be team foul number 3 on Maryville in this quarter. The first called on Talley. 1:16 left to play in the half. Inbound comes into Williams in the corner, guarded by Davis. Dribbles up to the wing. Now they work at right side for Templeton. Back left it goes to Cornett, guarded by McCollum. 65 seconds left in the half. Booth just inside the arc, takes the jumper. It is good. That's a tough shot. Kind of that mid-range jumper in no man's land. He took it and he knocked it down. Maryville's in front though, 47-23, as McCollum started a drive past his defender. Might have caught that one on his hip just briefly. He's called for a carry. And 51 seconds remaining in this first half. Hounds up 47-23. They've cooled off just a bit in the last 3-4 minutes of this second quarter. But boy, scorching hot throughout this first half. Up 47-23. Cornett between the circles. Dribbles right of the lane. And he's fouled on the floor. And get this one on McCollum, try to knock that ball free. 14 fouls now on the Hounds. That's the first on McCollum. 37 seconds left in the half. Cornett set to inbound. Bounce pass comes in on the baseline. They get it to Johnson. Johnson out of Booth. The runner with the right hand, no good. The rebound to McCollum. McCollum eyes up the floor, comes across midcourt, picked up by Booth. Right corner, Davis thought about the three-pointer. He'll drive to the block, fakes the pass, high up the glass, no good. But he's fouled. We'll see Davis go to the free throw line. Dylan Davis averaged 6 points per game last year. He's got 10 so far today to the free throw line. Support for tonight's game comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. First free throw from Davis, no good. One more on the way for the Hounds. Second one is good. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Maryville up 48-23. Cornette comes across midcourt, picked up by Freeman defensively. Dribbles high left side, now angles back, middle, gets just inside the paint, pulls up for the jumper, no good. The rebound to McKim, 7 seconds, to Davis. Davis, eyes up, comes up the right sideline, scoops a pass off McCollum, three-pointer short, and the rebound comes down for South Harrison. But the first half comes to a close in this one, all Maryville. A dominant opening half for the Spoof Hounds, 48-23 is our score. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to kind of go through some of our stats, our scoring, and break down how this one looks early on. Maryville rolling South Harrison through the first half, 48-23 is our score. We'll be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media and KXCV.org.
Today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Support for Spoof Hound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Back out to the Savannah Invitational. Maryville rolling 48-23 right now at halftime. The Spoofhounds getting some big-time scores from the leaders you expected at this point. Peyton McCollum, a junior who averaged 14 points per game last year. He had 20 in the first half. Delton Davis has 11, and Derek Quinlan with 10 points here in the first half. Spoofhounds also getting 3 points from Tate McCollum, a freshman coming off the bench. Titus McKinn with 2 points, the junior forward making his first career start. Same with Colson Freeman, a 6'1 sophomore guard, his first career start. He has 2 points in the opening quarter. As for South Harrison, Braxton Booth with 9 points, 8 points for Jet Cornett, 5 points for Isaac Williams so far, and 1 point for Cooper Johnson, 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Maryville coming out, you knew the guard play was going to be really good. You knew they had an opportunity to come out and be pretty special. Just what would they look like without a major post presence? And so far, hey, it's game one, but they have answered the bell in a big way. They've got some guys with some confidence that are big-time shooters, and they are coming out playing some really good basketball so far. And you know, you even figure in, we haven't seen Lucas Viertaler in this game, a guy that we figured to be starting or at least playing some big minutes throughout this season. He's not suited up, so we'll see Lucas as we go throughout this season. But this is a team that has a lot of athleticism. There's not a ton of size that you want to sit in there and say this is a true five for you out there, but you know, you see Titus McKim out there is listed at 6'2 and he is long and lanky. Delton Davis is 6'1, he is long and lanky. Same with Peyton McCollum. So there are some guys out there that can step up and be big for them. Miles Pointer is a 6'4 sophomore coming off the bench as well. As he gets more minutes under his belt, you know he's going to play a big factor in some of these games down the stretch too. So it's going to be a fun team to watch as we go throughout this season. In Maryville and South Harrison meeting today. They'll turn around and face each other once again coming up next week in Maryville. This will be on the Spoofhounds home floor. That is a Thursday evening game on December 7th. So Maryville, South Harrison seeing it tonight. We'll see it once again coming up next Thursday. Right now, though, Maryville in front 48-23 at the break over South Harrison. Second half still to come. We will step aside and be back with that third quarter of action right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofam Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
It is South Harrison ball to start the second half, but quickly taken away from Booth by Quillen to McComb, ahead to Davis, and Davis lays it in off the glass. Boy, the third quarter starting just the way this ball game started. Delton Davis getting some early points and hustling back there. He has 13. It is a 50-23 Maryville lead. Now pass picked off in the lane by Quillen. Quillen up the floor, goes up, right hit off the glass, bucket and a foul. Quinlan threw some contact in the 52-23 lead for Maryville. Derek has a chance to add to his point total. He has 12 already. Averaged 14 per game last season for Maryville. He steps to the free throw line. One free throw coming up here on the floor right now for the Hounds. It is Quinlan, Davis, McCollum, McKim, and Freeman as Quinlan hits the free throw. He's got 13. 53-23, not even a minute into the third quarter. And this is not a slouch of a South Harrison team. They've got some good ball players out there. But Maryville just so quick. Suffocating defense and shooters all over the floor. Braxton Booth that time. Nice move just outside the left block. Puts up the floater. That one rolls home. He has 11. Peyton McComb coast to coast. He gets into the paint. Lays that one in with the right hand. McComb wasting no time that possession. Maryville back to a 30-point lead. Booth across midcourt. Guarded by McComb. Throws a pass into Cornette. In the paint. Goes up. His shot blocked away by McKim. The link that time to Titus McKim. Now Quillen fires down the floor to McKim. The ball knocked free by South Harrison. McKim from the seat of his pants to Quinlan. Gives a head fake. Three-pointer left side. Quinlan's got it. The swat on one in for McKim, then recovering the loose ball, getting the assist as Quinlan knocks down the triple. 58-25 Hounds. Booth, high right side with it. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Picks it up. Now fires left side. Gives to Cooper Johnson, and Johnson throws it out of bounds. A turnover on South Harrison. Boy, what a game. Again, 64-24 the score last year in Bethany. That was the final. It's 58-25. Just a couple minutes into this third quarter. Quinlan fires right side. McCollum, quick three. Off the rim, the ball knocked free. It is saved in bounds by South Harrison. Tipped by McCollum. And finally, corralled that time by Isaac Williams. A foul in the backcourt coming up on McKim. .605 to play in the third quarter. 58-25 Maryville lead. Cornette gets the ball into Booth. Now back to Cornette. Some man-to-man defense for the Spoofhounds. Quinlan picks up Cornette as he comes across midcourt, dribbling for that right hand. Davis now steps out to help out, and Davis switches on to Cornette. To the left elbow. Slips, nearly fell. Davis knocks the ball loose, picked up by Booth. Booth has it high left side, guarded by McCollum. Left corner goes for Johnson. Johnson trying to find Booth. Cutting, tipped and taken away by Freeman. Ahead to Quinlan. Fast break points once again. Derek Quinlan, right-hand layup. Quinlan had 10 at the break. He's got 18 now for the ballgame. A quick 8 points in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. Shot no good for South Harrison. Picked up by Quinlan. Ahead, the bounce pass goes to Freeman. Freeman across the lane to Dalton Davis. Boy, this team, so quick, too. Whether it's a steal or off a defensive rebound, they get the ball and pass it up the floor immediately. 62-25 is the score. Cornette has it high right side, guarded by McCollum. One dribble into the corner now, Booth. Booth dribbles up to the wing. McCollum quickly switches onto him. Just inside the right elbow, shot no good. The ball picked up by McKim. Another board for the Hounds. McCollum rushes up the floor into the paint. Jumps through some contact. Almost got the friendly roll. A strong move by McCollum. He's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Peyton McCollum to the free throw line. A 62-25 Maryville lead. Couple dribbles. Right-hand free throw. Nothing but net. Checking into the game now is Brody Templeton for South Harrison. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. McCollum hits the second free throw. Laclede's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information at lacledechain.com. McCollum hits both. 64-25 is the Maryville lead. Johnson, one dribble, left corner, bounce pass into the paint. Cornette gets it, nearly lost. It goes up with the shot, no good. Freeman, the rebound. Out to Quinlan. Quinlan ahead to Davis. Davis, wraparound pass goes to McCollum, high off the glass. Boy, these guys are just having fun out there right now. McCollum with 26 points, South Harrison with 25. And a timeout for the Bulldogs, 66-25, with 4:13 remaining in the third quarter. We'll step aside and be back with more Maryville High School basketball.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofown Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Well, a season ago, Peyton McCollum's season high came in this Savannah Invitational. 25 points in a good game against Platte County. He has 26 through 2.5 quarters tonight. Maryville's in front 66-25, leading the South Harrison Bulldogs. The opening game of the season coming here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. A win tonight will move them on to a game coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the semifinals. South Harrison basketball, now the ball thrown away. Templeton trying to give it off to McDaniel. The suffocating defense couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds, and Maryville gets it back. 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. Quinlan, Tate McCollum, Peyton McCollum, Davis, and Pointer on the floor. Now a three from the right side for Peyton McCollum. Give him 29. What an insane game. And Peyton McCollum is only a junior. McDaniel drives. Kick out. Jumper on the way. No good. Rebound to McCollum. Rushing up the floor. Eyes up. Baseball pass ahead to Davis. Davis on the baseline. Up high to Tate McCollum. Tate's open. Tate's got it. He has six. 72-25. Maryville in front. Booth driving. Left block. Stops. Let McCollum go by and knocks down the shot off the glass. Nice move that time by Braxton Booth, leading the charge for South Harrison. He's got 13 points. Top of the key, Quinlan lets this one fly. Off the rim, no good. Booth comes down with the rebound. To the free throw line. Booth stops, spins, backs off. Now they get it into the corner. Cornette thought about the three. They work it back around to Booth. Guth in the corner. Goes up off the glass. It's good. Nice move by Braxton Booth. Delton Davis now quickly for Maryville. Goes baseline. Pass up top. Tate McCollum. Nobody around. Tate's got it. Nothing but net. Tate McCollum. He's got 9 points in his career debut. 75-29. Hounds in front. Between the circles, it is Cornette. Now left wing it goes to McDaniel. To Templeton in the corner. Takes one dribble. Pointer all over him. Nice defense out of Maryville. And he stepped on the end line. Pointer with the defense. Nowhere to go. Templeton, just before he let that pass get away, stepped out of bounds. The ball will go back to Maryville. As Tate McCollum inbounds to Peyton McCollum. Peyton baseball pass ahead to Delton Davis. Thought about the corner three. Dribbles into the paint. Hangs in the air. Right hand shot is good. Delton has 17. He had a season high 21 last year against Red Oak. That was a win at home. Got 17 already here in this third quarter. Cornette, high left side, gets the ball into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. That one off the rim, no good. Templeton, the rebound, lost control of it. It goes out of bounds. And it will go back to Maryville. Williams couldn't hit the jumper out. Check that. McDaniel missed the original shot. Templeton, the rebound, just couldn't handle it on the way back up. It goes out of bounds and back to Maryville. As Quinlan to the left block, leans in through some contact. Couldn't get that one over the rim, but he was fouled, and we'll see Derek Quinlan go to the free throw line for two. And support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. First free throw in and out for Quinlan. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Quinlan hits the second, one of two at the line. He's got 19 points. Cornette comes across midcourt, gives the ball off to Taggart. Taggart hands to Booth. Booth dribbles with his left hand over toward the left wing. Picks it up. McCollum all over him. Looking for some help. Yeah, I think Tate McCollum got the first piece of it. Peyton then got it. Saved it in bounds. Now to Delton Davis. Davis, right block. Through contact, goes up off the glass. But as he was trying to plant that left foot and go up, it slid just a bit. And he's called for the travel. So a turnover sends the ball back to South Harrison with 1:11 left to play in the third quarter. Cornette across midcourt. He'll give the ball left to Cooper Johnson, high right side. Johnson bounce pass goes to Taggart on the right wing. Guarded tightly over there by Weston Talley. Taggart, the floater with the right hand. It's good. First points of the day for Cale Taggart. As McCollum quickly down the floor. McCollum left wing back to Quinlan. Quinlan three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. And it's Talley pulling in the rebound. Gives it up to Peyton McCollum on the baseline. Gives a head fake into the paint. Davis with the right hand just over the rim. An 80-31 lead. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Booth starts to drive to Cornette. Gives a head fake on the baseline. Turns out to Johnson. Johnson one dribble looking for some help. To Cornette back in that left corner. Cornette trying to dribble out of it. And a foul coming up. They'll get this one on South Harrison. And it is Cooper Johnson picking up that foul. 15 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. First foul on Johnson. It's a South Harrison team with not a deep bench, playing with just seven guys, getting wore down against the quick Maryville team. 11 seconds left to go in the quarter. McCollum, nice find underneath. Quinlan all by himself in the paint, lays it in. He's got 21. Booth pulls up, 1 second left. Just from inside midcourt, Braxton Booth knocks down the triple. A deep three by the senior. He has 18 points. Still pushing, but Maryville rolling in this one. 82-34 the score at the end of the third quarter. We'll step aside and be back with your fourth quarter right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses this fall, ranging from dance like salsa and the Western two-step to arts and crafts such as rug braiding, painting, and t-shirt quilting. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Quickly to start the fourth quarter, Tate McCollum, three-pointer no good. A tie-up underneath the jump ball. Possession arrow points back to South Harrison. An 82-34 Maryville lead. Only starter on the floor right now for Maryville is Titus McKim. Again, a guy just trying to get some minutes as we go throughout this basketball game early on. Also, Colson Freeman's out there as Booth, the shot no good. It is Freeman and McKim along with Tate McCollum, Miles Pointer, and Weston Talley. McCollum throws across, two-pointer. Now Freeman wants a three-pointer left side. That one comes up short, and the rebound is pulled in by Williams of South Harrison. Booth high right side, guarded by Freeman, dribbling around the perimeter, stops, looks back to his right, will shovel a pass off to McDaniel. McDaniel, one dribble to Cornette, guarded by McCollum. Up top now Taggart. Taggart down the right side of the lane, a bump and a foul coming up on Maryville. And they'll get this foul coming up on Freeman. 82-34 is the Maryville lead with 6:25 remaining in the ballgame. A running clock due to the wide margin in favor of the Spoofhounds right now. As Booth gets it, starts to drive, and a foul on the floor coming up on Maryville. Two team fouls now on Maryville to start this fourth quarter. As that one comes up on McCollum, we see McKim and Freeman, the last two starters on the floor, check out. Coming into the game, we see Dawson Couts and Dayton Talley. As a pass going underneath, a whistle, a foul coming up on Maryville. Isaac Williams caught that one underneath the basket. And they'll say the push on Dayton Talley. So we talked about the McCollum brothers being on the floor at the same time a little bit earlier. Now we see Weston Talley and Dayton Talley brothers both on the floor right now together. On the drive, Booth, the floater, no good. The ball tipped, picked up by Taggart. Taggart threw some contact, shot no good. Rebound pulled in by Dayton Talley. Tate McCollum bringing the ball up the floor for the Spoofhounds. To the right wing, guarded by Booth. Slows up, accelerates, now lost control of it. Booth comes away with the steal. 5 minutes left to play in this one. Cornette on the drive. Kicks into the corner. McDaniel. McDaniel gives it up. And the jumper is good by Williams in the paint. Isaac Williams has seven. 82-36 is the Maryville lead. Left side with it is Dayton Talley. Bounce pass off to Tate McCollum between the circles. Now right wing it goes. Dawson Couts. And back to McCollum. Step back three on the way from Tate McCollum. Back of the rim, no good. The ball tipped by Pointer. Tracked down by Dayton Talley. Offensive board. Back to McCollum. Left open. Wants a three. He's got it. Tate McCollum into double figures with 12. And it's an 85-36 Maryville lead. Booth comes across midcourt. Calling for some help. Picks up his dribble. Fires into the left corner for Williams. Williams short corner. Bounce pass to a cutting Taggart. Taggart has his shot swatted away by Miles Pointer. But a foul coming up on the Hounds. Blocking foul on Pointer. So that will lead to some free throws here for Cale Taggart. Couple free throws for Taggart, wearing the number 0 for South Harrison. Free throw too strong. Today's Spoofound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. More information available at lacledechain.com. Taggart comes up empty on two free throw attempts. McCollum quickly ahead to Weston Talley. Talley back to McCollum. Gets down to the baseline. Reach in foul coming up on South Harrison. That was Isaac Williams trying to get a piece of that basketball. So Maryville will inbound with 3:15 left to go. Spoofhounds will be back in action coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock in the semifinal. Three-pointer on the way. Miles Pointer's got it. First points in his career for the sophomore guard. 88-36 Maryville in front of his varsity career, I should say, as the runner that time. No good from Cornett. Saved inbounds by Weston Talley. Gets it to McCollum. McCollum, nice little move to get around Taggart. Comes across midcourt, pulls up. They leave him open, and he sinks the three-pointer. You can't afford to lose any of these Maryville players, so they come up the floor, and that time they saw McCollum come up and someone got confused on the assignment, walked away from him, and he drilled the triple. It is 91-36 Maryville. Underneath, the pass goes to Dawson Coates, and he's got it. First points for the junior make it 93-36. Cornett brings the ball to the floor, hands it off to Taggart, high right side. Guarded by Talley. Now off left side. It goes for McDaniel. McDaniel to Booth. Three-pointer no good. The rebound comes down to Coates. Now to McCollum. McCollum to Weston Talley. Right back to McCollum. Goes baseline. Left open. Left hand. Layup crawls over the rim. 17 points for the freshman coming off the bench tonight. 95-36. Tate McCollum feeling pretty good. He was part of that Maryville boys soccer team, of course, that made a run all the way to the state final four. Took third place in the state. They throw it ahead to McCollum once again. Spots up. Right wing three is good. Wow. Wow. And the Maryville bench all on their feet, loving it. McCollum trying to keep his cool, but he's got a big smile on his face out there. He has 20 points in his first career varsity game. Shot no good from South Harrison. Dayton Talley pulls in the rebound. Pointer. Dribbles to the free throw line. Out left side. Dawson Katz wants it. That one's short. Loose ball picked up by Cornett. The ball tipped as he's trying to throw it down the floor to his teammate. Pointer picks it up. Pointer to Talley. Back to McCollum. Has an open lane. Nobody from South Harrison even knew he was there. An easy layup that time for Tate McCollum. We've got a timeout on the floor. South Harrison just trying to cycle through some subs. Now they're going to go ahead and allow them to take a 30-second timeout. What a ball game. We are seeing Maryville's in front 100-36 with 51 seconds left to go. This is an unbelievable performance in the season-opening basketball game for these Maryville Spoofhounds. We knew they'd be good, and they'd have a ton of talent and shooters on the floor. But this is getting on to the point of ridiculous. The South Harrison team, too, that's battling, but they understand also just how difficult this one has been, and just kind of, hey, we need to get through this one, move on to the next day. But, boy, as soon as you kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit or allow Maryville to have a little bit more wiggle room, I mean, Maryville's not running up the score. It was just the parting of the Red Sea, that last bucket for Tate McCollum, to where he just went down the left side of the lane and there was not a defender inside and he laid it up. But there's also plenty of contested shots. Going down two for the Spoofhounds. South Harrison basketball with 42 seconds left. The score is 100-36. Pass for Taggart in the left corner. Off his hand, it goes out of bounds. 30 seconds left to go in this one. Tate McCollum walks it across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. He's picked up there by South Harrison to Dawson Couts. Back to Tate McCollum. Now to Miles Pointer. Couts back right side it goes for Weston Talley. Now into the hands of McCollum as the Spoofhounds allowing the clock to run down in this one. Four down to 3 seconds. What a dominant victory for Maryville High School basketball as they come away with just a big time win this evening. Final score of this one, 100-36. Maryville comes out and lights up the scoreboard in just top to bottom. That was one heck of a performance. A lot of shooters out there for Maryville. And they knocked down a lot of tough shots, a lot of contested shots. We saw that suffocating defense. They got up and down the floor, and they kind of showed what they're capable of this season. Final score, 100-36. Maryville's 1-0 to start the season. We will take a timeout and be back with more right here in the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoof Hound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
And one of the craziest high school basketball scoring onslaughts you'll ever see. Maryville beat South Harrison 100-36. The Spoof Hounds finished with three players with over 20 points, another finishing at 19. It was Peyton McCollum coming out on fire. He had 29 points off the bench. Tate McCollum, Peyton's brother, goes for 22 points. Derek Quinlan finishing with 21 this evening. Dalton Davis goes for 19. Also getting into the act, Miles Pointer finishing with 3 points, two for Dawson Couts, two for Titus McKim, two for Colson Freeman, as Maryville puts up a 100-36 victory this evening over the South Harrison Bulldogs. So a crazy game this evening for Maryville. They're 1-0 to start the season, and they are back here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament coming up on Thursday. With that victory, that puts them into the semifinals. They will face the winner of the next game coming up here from Savannah. It is the host school, the Savannah Savages, taking on Platte County. So we'll see how this one pans out. Maryville gets the winner of this one coming up at 7 o'clock on Thursday. If they win that one, they'll play in the championship game coming up at 2:30 on Saturday. Now on the other side for the girls, the Maryville girls fall this evening to Benton. We'll see them back in action coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They'll be taking on the Smithville Warriors. They'll take on Smithville coming up, I believe that's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll get that sorted out and let you know for sure. That's like trying to go through some of these brackets and make sure that what I have is accurate. Yes, Smithville and Maryville tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The program bracket and the one that was sent out a little bit different. But yes, Maryville tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll have that pregame starting at 3:50 here on KXCV.org and the Bearcat Public Media app. Spoof Hound girls starting off 0-1, but a chance to bounce back tomorrow against the Smithville Warriors. Another tough team, but a chance for this young team to continue to grow but get some big minutes early on. So as we look at our games from this evening, Maryville boys pick up a 100 100-36 victory. Meanwhile, the Maryville girls fall 58-23 to Benton. These teams just getting their seasons underway at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Of course, we'll be back for Maryville girls basketball tomorrow. You can keep up with all of it. Follow us online at KXCVKRNW on Twitter. Also, the KXCVKRNW Facebook page will post about when we'll have some games coming up for the broadcast, but also much more about interviews, broadcast archives, all that will be on our Twitter and our Facebook pages as well. So find us on social media. You can also go online to KXCV.org to find all those broadcast archives right away. Not only do we have Spoofhound Sports coming up later this week, or more Spoofhound Sports, I should say, we also have Northwest Missouri State Athletics. The Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams will be opening up MIAA play Thursday. They're hosting Missouri Southern. That's a 5:30 tip-off for the women and 7:30 for the men. You can hear those on the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network, KXCV 90.5 and KRNW 88.9. Once again, the Maryville boys start off 1-0, a 100-36 victory. They'll play right back here in Savannah Thursday at 7 o'clock. The Maryville girls fall to 0-1. They lose to Benton 58-23 is the final score. The Maryville girls back here at 4 o'clock tomorrow to take on Smithville. That'll wrap things up for us here from Savannah. Thanks so much for joining us for tonight's broadcast. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Savannah.